Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
So I was listening to something recently that really got me excited. This is Matt O'Grady from mattogradycoaching.com. And I wanted to share it with you guys. I'm so excited, I'm not even doing my 2-second intro. So I'm listening to a 90-minute meditation edited from different Abraham talks, and there was a piece in there talking about the emotional GPS system. And it really hit me how absolutely important it is to become aware of our emotional GPS. And what this really is just as we're going through our regular, normal day, checking in and seeing where we're at. And there's a lot of ways to do this. The simplest way that I've found to do it is to take some conscious time away from computers, TVs, and phones, first of all, iPads, etc. And just take a few moments to be. Allow your shoulders to fall and just start to feel your body. Notice if there's tension. Notice what kinds of thoughts are moving through. Like if, for example, you go to do this practice of awareness and everything in your mind is, I've got too much work to do, I'm too busy, I'm too stressed, well, you're starting to get your answer, right, of what your emotional GPS response is in that moment. Because essentially, your GPS, when you're using it in a car or on your phone, is to tell you where you are and where you're pointed, what direction you're going in, so that you can know how close you are to your destination. And it gives you this information in relationship to where you are now and where you can be in 20 minutes or 2 hours or 2 minutes or whatever it is. And our emotional GPS is very similar to that. So it's telling us where we are in this moment emotionally. And if we're really honest with ourselves, we can kind of gauge how close we are to our destination. And our destination is reaching for a better feeling thought, being in a state of appreciation, feeling joy, happiness, fun, ecstasy, passion, enjoying the journey, whatever the kind of positive thing is that you're going for. But we're always going for a feeling. And that's why the emotional GPS is so important. That's why becoming aware of the emotional GPS is so important. So once you realize where you are, you might say something like, wow, I just feel kind of neutral. Or I'm feeling a little stressed. Or I'm super stressed. It doesn't matter where you are in that moment. What matters is you noticing it and beginning this practice that will become a daily practice. And I don't just mean once a day daily, because if you do an emotional GPS check-in once a day, that's a good start if you're not doing it at all right now. However, it's going to be pretty tough to get to your destination on a regular basis, which is, like we said, some sort of positive direction for you, whether that's a state of appreciation, contentment, relief, joy, ecstasy, passion, inspiration, etc. So as you step back from your life, as you start to really think about what's most important to you, this practice of awareness, of becoming aware of where you are emotionally, what state you're currently vibrating, it's so helpful to understand what step to take next. Because if you realize you're super stressed and overwhelmed, which we all get to experience at some point in our lives, and some of us more often than others. I know I used to be pretty stressed on a regular basis, or feeling overwhelmed, feeling depressed, feeling worried, feeling confused, feeling fearful. And I still get the opportunity to experience some of those, you know, emotional states. Although now, when I notice that I'm feeling stress or any other negative emotion, I don't get more stressed by it because I am seeing the experience of the practice in my life, where many thousands of times I've felt some sort of stress or frustration or impatience or whatever it is. And I simply step back, get aware, relax a little bit, and then reach for a better feeling thought and follow that momentum out of the state that I'm in. And it works to varying degrees. Sometimes it'll work in seconds. You start to build that momentum. Sometimes it takes distraction or inspiration. I've got to put something on YouTube or listen to something or meditate or do qigong or do yoga or just go for a walk in nature or take a shower or splash water on my face. Or sometimes I get so engrossed in my work, I forget to eat. So sometimes it's time to just step back and be like, you know, the body needs some fuel. Let me drink an extra glass of water right now. I mean, just, I'm going to take a drink of water as I'm saying that. Just want to walk the talk, right? So there's so many opportunities for us if we're aware of where we are emotionally in our lives. But if we never take the time to really see where we are emotionally, or we only do it once a day or a few times a week, the whole rest of our lives, we're going on autopilot. Essentially, as some of the great mystics would say, we're asleep in life's waiting room. So, as you consider this, I ask you to really see if inside you can hear the wisdom about how important this awareness practice is and how important it is to understand where you are emotionally, so that as you step forward in your life, going for everything that you want in your life, you understand that the better you feel, the easier it's going to be to experience what you want. The happier you are overall, regardless of circumstances and outcomes and material things, it's going to be much easier to receive everything that you want in your life if you're able to get into that vortex, if you're able to sustain just a general overall relaxed experience. But it's gonna go through different permutations. It's going to be a little bit up and down for the most part, and sometimes we go through some drama. I mean, just yesterday, it's day after Christmas, and I am dealing with hearing terrible, tragic news about people that I really care about, and it was really important for me to find the silver lining in all of those situations and really aim to to really just milk out the absolute best I could in each situation. I reached out to these people I care about, let them know I'm thinking about them, I care about them, I love them, I'm here for them. That was like my first step. It felt really good. It felt really honest. It felt really like the right thing to do. And then at the same time, it wasn't just that kind of outward action. It was also this inner process I wanted to go through to make sure I'm reaching for the best feeling thought around all of this and really stepping back and seeing some of the illusions for what they are and seeing some of the truth and beauty for what it is too. You know, the truth is, at the end of the day, this is a material life of impermanence. We are all going to die. Here on earth, these physical bodies will not last forever. So what we do each moment of every day matters. And understanding who and what matters most to us is really important. And through this emotional GPS practice, through this awareness practice, we can really start to understand what our priorities should be in our lives so that we're deeply and intimately connected to those people, situations, passions, practices, pastimes, projects, businesses, things that inspire us, etc., so that we put those things first. We put those people, those projects, those business situations, those practices at the top of the list. We make those the most important things. That's why as soon as I wake up, I get aware and grateful. It's what I do every day of my life for so many years now. First thing I want to do is feel good about what I already have. And sometimes I'm grateful for the things, first thing, for what I don't physically have, but I'm just grateful for it anyway because it feels good to dream, imagine, envision. And I just accept that I'm going to receive all that I'm looking for. But as I continue down this path, it becomes less and less about material, physical things and much, much more about relationships and connections and intimacy and kindness and compassion, forgiveness, and just tapping into that level of divinity that's available all around us 24/7, 365. Looking for the silver linings as much as possible. And when I'm practicing becoming aware of my emotional GPS, all of that becomes possible. That potential is now right there in front of me, as opposed to not being aware of my mental and emotional states and just letting kind of some of the even small, negative, stressful moments kind of keep my life at bay. Instead, I'm facing them, I'm seeing the fear, the stress, whatever it is, and then I'm immediately working to process it, move through it, accept it, feel it. You know, it's not about repressing these feelings. You can certainly take the time, some moments, some minutes, to experience what you're feeling. Especially if that practice is important to you. It is for me too. A lot of times there's kind of a deep emotional intelligence process I need to go through, just even if it's sadness or pain, just to know what it is, to get that full experience of life, to accept that I'm feeling something, to really be with it, not necessarily let it bring me down, but as a witness to it, as an observer to it. To just notice what happens in my body, in my heart, in my mind as I'm experiencing sadness, loss, regret, some sort of pain. And just allowing the natural human process to unfold and aiming to learn from it. Not run from it, not repress it, not change it immediately, but also to know that I can change it, that I can overcome it, that I can transmute the lemons into lemonade. You know, it's a really beautiful process when we approach it that way, but it begins with becoming aware of it. If we're not aware of it, we can't access any of this divine potential within us to experience something at a higher consciousness level. So if that's your aim, if that's what you're looking for, I highly recommend that you do this at least hourly throughout the day. I mean, it's literally just a few moments. And once you practice it, that's what it becomes. It becomes a few moments of an emotional check-in, a few breaths, your shoulders down. It's like a little mini meditation, little mini mindfulness practice. And it becomes a two-minute miracle if you really decide to embrace it a little more deeply, as I like to do. I like to take at least a couple minutes every hour and just really kind of connect and be and remember who I am, really check in on this emotional awareness practice and know where I'm pointed, kind of notice where my momentum is moving in my life. Where's the energy of my life taking me? And remembering that, you know, my emotions are vibration, and vibration is attracting my life, attracting who and what comes into it. And it's really important to me to keep an intimate connection with what it is that I'm allowing to move through my mind and my heart. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this talk. Another Abraham 101 on the emotional GPS system. Hope you found it helpful. And I guarantee you, if you practice this even several times a day, every day for a week, you will notice a radical shift in how you're managing your life, because there's so much awareness. That means if you do it several times a day over 7 days, you know, that's maybe 30 times you've done it in a short period of time. If you average, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, you might even break 30, you'll really kind of be moving into the deeper space of the practice and know a lot more about what's possible for you and how much more often you can reach for a better feeling thought on a regular basis that is absolutely tremendously helpful to your life. All right. Peace. Om Shanti.